This dance floor is packed with people age 60 and up, and most of them are more familiar with the Parkinson's shake than the Harlem shake. Still, instructor Misty Owens shows no mercy. For years, Owens taught in New York, where she co-founded the Dance for Parkinson's Disease program, which is now worldwide. And when she returned home to Dallas, she started this class.
Well, this is really the first time that dance has been used for Parkinson's disease. Other people do exercise for Parkinson's, the movement of art through Parkinson's.
There's yoga for Parkinson's, hula hoop, you name it. The progressive brain disease makes it difficult to walk and balance. Exercise can help prevent falls and build strength, but the hot topic in the Parkinson's community right now is dance.
And the premise of it is that dancers use their brains to control their bodies. And this is a neurological disorder stemming from the brain. So why can't this help people who have problems getting their bodies to move?
In a blue tracksuit, Jim Rosenblum, who's 69, follows a routine that involves feet tapping, body tilting, and finger snapping. He says the class looked a lot different when he first showed up.
It was all women.
So he talked it up to his buddies.
They start showing up and it kind of multiplied. I'd say it's half and half now.
Rosenblum has had Parkinson's for a decade. His hands tremble when he talks, and the disease has taken a toll on his shoulder. A few years ago, his doctor told him he might need rotator cuff surgery. That's when he decided to give dance a try.
I started this, and after 2 months, he said, "You're doing everything I need you to do. You're making all the movements you couldn't do before, and we're not going to operate on you."
It's not cured, but he's able to live with it. This is no special therapy session. Pliés and tendus are taught just like any other modern dance class, even if some people can't quite turn their legs to reach third position or tap dance like Fred Astaire. That's not the point. The choreography pushes students to flex and stretch and build confidence.
You see, this is physically demanding. It's not for softies, but you get a flexibility and a, say you have to reach for the top shelf in your kitchen. If most people are afraid to do that, especially if they have Parkinson's, now I just do it.
Dancing is not easy, and it requires a lot of different muscle movement, balance, and coordinating all those movements together.
That's Michael Desilomes. He's a neurosurgeon at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas.
Not only are you getting an aerobic workout, but it's giving your brain connections a workout.
Studies show the music itself may be key to improving mobility and balance. People with Parkinson's sometimes experience freezing episodes where they can't take the next step. The rhythm in songs can remind them to keep moving. And Dr. Desilomes points to another benefit.
About 20% of patients with Parkinson's disease get depressed. And it's a neurological form of depression. And being involved in these activities and keeping physically active can really help with the patient's depression as well as their motor movements.
Jim Rosenblum says the class has given him new friends and even a new outlook on the disease.
I've learned to think of this as just another obstacle in life to overcome. It's not a death sentence. I'm going to fight this with every ounce I got. And it's working so far.
And what better to train for that fight than a little bit of polka, salsa, or Cuban cha-cha? Lauren Silverman, KERA News.